That's okay, Mom. You could have dropped me back there.
Nonsense. There's a spot right by the curb.
I could have let myself out.
Please. You want to look your best for your girlfriend, don't you?
Mom!
There's Rachel now.
York City. This is big.
Bigger than big.
This is as big as Dummy Bear's head from last year's parade.
Sometimes I can't believe it. I am representing the American Cheese Council. Did you know cheese represents 0.02% of our gross national product?
No.
Really?
Fascinating.
Do you know that, Angelica?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. I was just admiring my cuticles. Aren't they lovely?
Oops. You did that on purpose.
Did what?
Only, I wish you guys could all come to New York to cheer me on.
New York City? That sure would take the sting out of narrowly missing the chance to sing in the parade.
Narrowly? You didn't even make it past the first audition.
Ah! Were you talking to me?
Might as well forget New York. No way that's happening.
Take the kids to New York City? Why not? We're not using the plane tickets the parade gave us.
But it still wouldn't cover all of us going.
What if it was just the moms and kids? According to the new Lipschitz book, Tweens from Angel to Enemy, this could be our last chance to get close to our adorable children before they turn into sulking, blood-sucking ciphers.
Well, if it's a bonding experience you want, why fly? Why not see the country the way I did? From the road.
Hang on tight, Butch!
That's a great idea, Betty. We could drive cross-country.
You in, Charlotte?
Huh, are you kidding? I haven't driven across country since I was a college gal.
Guess what? We just decided to take all of you to New York City to see Susie sing!
What's going on?
We're all going to see the Gracie Day Parade.
No way! That's wicked awesome! So how are we getting there? First class airfare?
Staying at Twinkie Hotels?
Better! We're taking an RV!
You've got to be kidding. Just you and your mothers for a whole week.
Wicked.
Cheese!
Sweet!
Guys, the bathroom has a spa tub!
I am finally beginning to understand the pioneer spirit. I wonder what this does.
Whoa!
Check it out! We can see where we're going and where we've been at the same time! I've been training myself to do that for a whole year! Angelica? Thanks. You know, I'm kind of surprised you wanted to come on this trip. But with Susie getting so much nationally televised FaceTime and you still being basically, you know, nobody.
Please, Dale. Susie is my friend. And I'd feel terrible if something awful prevented her from performing in the parade.
Okay, show's over. Let's get rolling. We have an early start, Tamara. And I mean early.
Oh.
was Betty, everyone. She's on her way with the RV right now.
I'll miss you.
Me too.
Tommy! Did you go to the little boy's room? We're leaving.
She kissed him on the mouth and everything.
Of all the things that have touched my lips, the thought of someone else's never even occurred to me. I'm repelled, and yet oddly intrigued.
But I'm 13 months, 3 weeks, and 5 days older than Tommy, and no girl's ever planted one on me. It's never gonna happen for me, Phil. No girl's ever gonna want to kiss me.
You don't know that. This is a big country. I'm sure somewhere out there, there's a girl who won't find you freakishly repulsive.
You think?
Your jackets and the iTex American Cruise Deluxe.
What happened to the nice, tasteful Cascade Supreme?
Sold out. Besides, I got twice the size for half the price. Come on in. Oh, and don't worry about that moldy bathing suit smell. Chill air out.
Well, it is Ruby.
Yeah. It'll still be fun.
Hey, guys, did you see this?
I am crud?
Ah, the open road.
According to Lipschitz, this could be our last great bonding experience with the kids, Betty. I don't want to miss one natural wonder or cultural highlight.
Oh, just as long as we make good time. We got a whole country to cross in 5 days.
My, that is a lot of driving.
That's why I brought along my own personal blend of beans. I call it Betty Blast. Couple of slugs of this.
Ooh, and I'm good to go.
Oh, Betty, I'm not feeling so good. I think it was the burrito we had for lunch.
Nonsense. You always find the best roadside chow at diner/car washes.
I'll be sure to write that down.
Lil, are you gonna dribble that ball all the way to New York City?
Mm-hmm. 87. I'm going for the Book of World Records. All I have to do is keep this ball off the ground, and Alvin Fremont's 1998 Sydney to Melbourne's record is dust!
War. I wish we had that RV with a plasma screen and 600 channels of satellite TV.
The moms wouldn't let us watch it anyway. Remember the Lipschitz rule. No electronic devices. No cell phones, computer games. Nothing but long stretches of open road to numb our minds.
Win! Cheese.
Talk about mind-numbing.
Boy, are you guys sticks in the mud. This trip's gonna be epic. You wanna know why? Because this is the Southwest, my friend. Home of UFO crashes, nuclear test sites, frozen alien bodies hidden in government hangars. Along with all my missing socks. We are talking the freaky capital of the freaky world. And I say, look, Bigfoot! Nix that, just a really hairy guy with a shirt off.
Dill's right. I'm getting down on this trip before we've even started.
Hey, look what I pulled off the net. The 100 most up-chuckingest thrill rides in America?
And we'll be passing at least half of them.
Ah!
Okay, everybody, first stop.
What is it, Mom? Queasy Canyons?
Whiplash Willows? Even better. Welcome to Clifford, California. capital of the West.
The Onion was first brought here by Clavner Maxwell in 1846 from the Canary Islands.
It's the onions, right?
No, I just bored to tears.
Now follow me and we'll be entering our gift shop.
Don't touch anything, kids.
Watch the Finster magic at work. Hi.
Hi.
Have you been eating onions? Ow!
Okay, everybody, photo op!
One.
Hey, look!
Two.
A flattened lizard!
Three.
Welcome to the world's widest Christmas tree.
Dill, don't touch.
Isn't it wonderful how well our girls have been getting along?
I know. Angelica hasn't shown one hint of jealousy about the parade.
Hey, Susie, you locked the door! Susie? Yourself.
Besides, you can do cheap thrill rides anywhere. Where else but in Needleston, Nevada could you have seen the world's biggest ball of string?
Oh, no! Oh, no! No, no! Not that!
It's official.
This trip is a bust.
4 hours in the Museum of the Mayonnaise? When do we get to do what we want to do?
Snake skin, possum tails, squirrel bones.
What is that?
It's my collection. I'm so bored of exploring my interest as a budding naturalist. Or chef.
Ugh.
What is it with moms anyway? Why do they have to be all over us all the time?
Yeah, what's with all these photographs?
And the don't touch anythings.
And why are they always coming at you with their spit? On your face, in your hair. I'd get grounded for spitting on someone's hair. When's my mom gonna realize I've grown up?
I don't know. I kinda like it when mom wipes my face with a saliva-soaked tissue. It's like a warm, wet, I love you.
I was over at the bathrooms, and guess who I found digging in the garbage?
Hey, I was here the whole time.
I went to every campsite, and no one knew him. He must be abandoned.
The mom said you could keep him?
No way. So I figure I'll sneak him in. Come on, Pumpkin. Well, one good thing. We're out here in the fresh air and not stuck in the crud meter.
Yep. You said it.
You bet.
Up and
this morning's dog mishap. We're a little behind schedule, so I've mapped out a tour of the most amazing natural wonders you'll ever see.
You'll have precisely 6 minutes at each stop or I'm taking off without you.
My name's Chucky. I'm traveling across the...
Hello, mate.
Man, could this trip get any worse?
Look what we found in the gift shop! Mansion hats!
Doesn't it just scream tourist in a tacky yet trendy kind of way?
Oh, yeah. This'll really help me with the ladies.
Grand Canyon. You know, Tommy, it takes 4 billion years for Mother Nature to make a rock tower like that.
And you're gonna make me stand here and watch her make it, aren't you?
Kimmy, can you try to control that stinky little mongrel? It's not my fault. If Phil didn't carry around his bag of death...
Whoa! I love this movie!
Movie? Dee Dee? I thought the kids weren't supposed to zone out on this trip.
Tommy!
I downloaded a DVD. I needed something to get my mind off leaving Rachel.
And the Grand Canyon wouldn't do it?
Not like Revenge of the Crypt Comber 5.
A nice work, Betty. From now on, I pick the lunch spots.
Oh, well, look who's getting all lotted off, fancy girl.
Excuse me, but have you all forgotten what this trip is for?
To make you even more insufferably perfect than you are.
And to promote the good work of America's hard-working cheese producers.
And it was about us moms getting closer to you guys.
I'm sick of getting close. I'm sick of being told what to do. And I'm sick of having a mom.
Maybe we should be going.
What you said to Mom, T, about not needing her? Harsh.
Yeah, well, wait till you're older. You'll understand.
I will never understand not loving my mommy.
Hey, you guys going to see the Curtain of Tears tonight? I'm trying to catch a ride.
Curtain of Tears? What's that?
Oh, man! You never heard of it? Story is, this Indian princess, Sowanami, ditched out on some bogus dude her dad wanted her to marry. So her tribe left her behind to starve to death on these red rocks not too far from here.
Whoa, talk about harsh.
They say she cried so many tears, a geyser was made on that spot. Every year at midnight, it blows and you can see the princess rise in the mist and hear her screams echoing in the rocks.
Guys, did you hear that? A genuine apparitional sighting with water feature.
Finally, something we want to do.
Our moms aren't going to let us go out in the desert alone at midnight.
Oh, yeah. We might touch something.
We could always sneak out after they've gone to sleep.
Sneak out? What for?
To see a real live dead Indian princess out in the desert.
Sounds epic.
But I don't know if it's such a good idea. I gotta sing in New York in 4 days, and I don't even have my song down yet.
Oh, maybe Susie's right. We don't even know how to get there. Better bag it.
Kids!
We want to apologize to you kids.
We haven't been listening to what you guys want to do.
So tonight, we're going to a real southwestern fiesta. Fiesta de los Ojos Rojos!
Oh, that's it. We have to get away from our moms.
Whatever it is you're dragging me to, better be worth it. We've been walking an hour and I haven't seen any red rocks. You've been conned.
What was that?
Nobody worry. I'm keeping lookout. Thanks.
Whatever it is probably tracking Phil's bag of bones. You should have left that thing.
I did, but you came anyway.
I shouldn't be doing this. The entire cheese industry is counting on me.
Yeah, I'm sure whole economies will collapse if you don't sing perfectly about sour milk.
Would you looky here? No traffic. Hell, time to rack up some miles. Meet the Rogers.
Hi.
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 They were cloned and abducted by aliens. This place rocks!
When I was a little tyke, I thought there was one kind of cheese. Then a waxy, wrapped in plastic. Oh, glory, glory, hallelujah. The cheese goes marching up.
Angelica! Edved, you see this bicuspid?
They had to scrape the gum 3 times before it was right.
Which headgear do they give you? The G-Force Twister or the Mandible Mangler?
Mandible Mangler.
Oh, me too.
Nice night.
Yeah.
I
was so close. I could almost feel her overbite on my cheek.
Oh, no! It's gone!
I don't get it. The RV was right here.
Maybe my mom went to fill up the tank.
Maybe someone stole it.
Yeah, I am crud. Please.
Or maybe it's payback for what Tommy said to Mom. And we've been left behind to starve to death just like the Indian princess Oenami.
How long do you think we can last if we take turns licking this fuzzy mitt?
Okay, let's not get all whacked out about this. We'll just hike over to the ranger station. There is a perfectly good explanation for this.
I hope.
Rise and shine, buttercups!
Where are we?
Brunswick, Missouri!
Missouri.
Not the home of the world's largest pecan.
Yep. Well, you lazy heads were sawing Z's. I covered almost 600 miles. And you know what? I could do another 1,000.
Wakey, wakey. Time for cakey.
How's my driving? We in Missouri yet?
Yes, but our kids are back in New Mexico.
Dee Dee, man the map. Lucy, grab me up a cup of joe. We're turning this baby around.
I'm sorry, Susie. I know you worked really hard to sing in this parade.
Don't sweat it, Tommy. We still got 3 days to get to New York. I'm not worried.
Thought you kids might be hungry. I'm Ranger Walking Wind Littlefeather, but you can call me Klaus.
Klaus?
It's easier to program in the speed dial.
You know where our moms are?
I got my guys out looking for the RV. Won't be hard to find something that butt ugly.
Chucky, get off me! Whoa!
Ranger Walking Wind, Klaus here. Yes, they're right here.
Mom?
Tommy? Oh, thank heavens, you're all right. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry, Mom. Where are you? They're in Brunswick, Missouri.
Home of the world's largest pecan.
Oh, when are you coming back for us? A couple of days? We'll never make it to New York in time for the parade.
Wow. Sorry, Susie.
Yeah, tough break.
So, where's the nearest four-star luxury hotel?
I'll take you over to stay with my family. I'm heading up to Raton for a big intertribal meeting.
Hold on, Mom. Is Raton anywhere near where our moms are?
It's in the right direction, but you'd still have hundreds of miles.
Can we go with you? We've got to get Susie to New York to sing on the cheese float in the Gracie's Day Parade.
Susie, 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 what will it take to kill this can-do attitude of yours?
I can get you as far as Denver.
Mom?
I heard, and we're sorry, but we can't let you travel hundreds of miles alone.
You've got to. I can't let Susie down. I can handle this. Thanks.
All right.
Yes! Let's
go, Tommy!
You're gonna make it, Susie.
Do you have that credit card number your mom gave you to buy our tickets to Missouri?
Here it is. As good as money, my man.
Good news. I found you a ride through the Rockies that'll get you to Denver. So, here.
What are those?
Snowsuits. All the roads to Denver are snowed in. You're going by dog sled.
Beginning to think letting the kids travel hundreds of miles alone wasn't such a hot idea.
Me too. My Angelica may seem tough, but she's just a scared little girl with an inflated sense of self-entitlement. What do you think, Dee Dee?
I think Tommy was right and Lipschitz was wrong. Sometimes you've got to give your kids space. If we did our job right, we've raised bright, capable children.
What do you mean you've lost the credit card number? How are we gonna get to Minnesota?
Missouri.
Whatever M state our moms are in.
The paper must have flown out of my pocket when we were sledding.
10,463.
No!
Sorry. Break.
Come on, guys. We can do this. You want to prove to our parents we're grown up, don't you?
No, right now I'd be happy having Mom gently chuck me under the chin and tell me everything's okay.
Look, I picked up a map. Now, we're here.
In that state shaped like a board game box?
Yes, and our moms are here.
In the state that kinda looks like a shoe?
Yes, all we have to do is figure out how to get across that big, flat state between them.
Don't they teach you kids geography anymore?
I have a simpler answer. Give up. We have no money, no cell phone, and our moms are hundreds of miles from here. Face it,
Susie's shot at the big time is history.
No, I'm not giving up! I have an idea.
Looks like we're not in Kansas anymore.
Nope, that's Kansas. Look.
That wasn't so bad.
I found a guy who said he can take us to the next town. We can call our moms from there, get the credit card number, and arrange a ride. So, let me get this straight. You have no phones?
No.
No faxes?
No.
Not even electricity?
What? Are these people living in the 1800s?
Yes, they're Amish. They don't believe in modern things.
Even blow dryers?
No.
What kind of nightmare is this?
He all boogered a tent.
Yeah, Mother took a ride in the car to Brunswick.
Brunswick? Big pecan.
Plus, in the black apron dress make bed to the barn?
Yeah. After he throws some cows over the fence, some hay.
You understood all that?
Ja.
Don't be shushly.
Mom! And I'm sick of having a mom! Bye, Mom!
Tommy! Hey, T! Open the lights!
Guys, I got us a ride to Brunswick, Missouri.
Ja, big pecan.
I guess this thing doesn't have overdrive.
Wouldn't be plain.
So, Esther, is it? I'll be sitting back here.
You said you'd do it and you did, Tommy. Thanks.
Check it out. Genuine Amish roadkill. All right.
Bill, it wants your backpack.
Bill, he wants your collection. Give it to him. Pumpkin! Pumpkin!
I was so scared.
Are you okay?
I told you guys he was a great dog. He tracked us all the way just to save us.
I don't think we have anything to do with it.
Who's up?
Guy with the beard made it sound so easy. Does anybody have any idea where we are?
We're right here on Route 66 North. Or 99 South?
Two words. Homeschooling.
I'm cold. I'm tired.
I'm thirsty.
I'm ugly!
I wonder what our moms are doing right now.
Probably worrying about us.
I bet if my mom was here, she'd have something to eat. They always have something to eat when you're hungry. Or a sweatshirt if you're cold.
It's the purses. Moms are like pack mules of love.
Guys ever catch your mom sneaking into your room at night just to watch you sleep?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. It's creepy, but, like, in a good way.
You guys ever think what it'd be like not having a mom?
Been there, done that.
I'm sorry, guys. This mess is all my fault. I wanted to prove something, and now we'll never get Susie to the Gracie's Day Parade on time. It couldn't get any worse.
Tommy, I'm so proud of you! Look how far you came!
Huh, no big D.
Okay, everyone. We still got four states to cover if we're gonna get Susie to the parade on time.
Ah, the IM crunch. No smell like home.
Hold on, everybody! We're on Betty time now!
Pumpkin! Look out for Pumpkin!
Is everyone okay?
You sure? Okay. Yeah. They can't get anyone out here till tonight, being the day before Thanksgiving. It just doesn't look like we'll make it in time.
I'm sorry, honey. Maybe you can get in the parade next year.
But we worked so hard to get here. We came so close.
I memorized 357 kinds of cheeses.
What are you people, quitters? I didn't ride dog sleds, balloons, and live without a blow dryer for 3 days to give up now. To New York, and you are gonna get us there. What are you waiting for?
Clifford, California, onion capital of the West.
Wait, I gotta go to the bathroom.
After everything you did to get here, especially riding in an onion truck for 14 hours, the parade committee wanted to reward you with special luxury suites on us.
Angelica, I just wanted to say thank you. You didn't have to do what you did, and, well, it was amazingly out of character.
Well, I can top it.
You're welcome. One question. Why?
Because I know that if I ever got a chance to sing some cheesy song on national television for hundreds of millions of people around the world, I'd want you to have my back.
Hundreds of millions?
And somehow, that made it all worthwhile.
I can't believe the entire United States at our feet. You couldn't get one girl to kiss you.
Oh, don't feel so bad, Phil. I've decided it's not that important. I mean, after all the exciting stuff we've done the last couple of days, kissing a girl just doesn't seem like that big a deal anymore.
Tommy.
When I was a little tyke, I thought there was one kind of cheese. Yellow, waxy, wrapped in plastic, or in a can you can squeeze. Then one day my mama slipped me some domestic mozzarella, and all at once I knew there's more cheese than American cheese in America. There's provolone, mascarpone, blue and briquette brie. 17 cheddars from mild to sharp, and a feta from Mississippi. Maytag blues from Iowa, Monterey Jacks out west. But if you like your cheese, a molden and green, New Jersey Gorgonzola's the best. The Italians call it formaggio, in France they say formage. But give me ricotta from Duluth, Minnesota, and all the rest is garbage. Now don't get me wrong, I'm not knocking that plastic yellow stuff. But there's just more cheese than American cheese in the country.
Moms are like pack mules of love.